Today is Friday, February 25th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, we finished up Big Brother, so I'll say again, like I've said in past episodes, spoiler alert, if you have not finished, if you're not caught up with Celebrity Big Brother, I'm going to do a little bit of a recap. Not really a recap, just my thoughts on it. So we watched it, and Cynthia and Carson and... No, not Carson. Cynthia and Todrick and Misha were all left in the house. And so they had a game. And oh my God, you guys. Cynthia, she did not... I don't think she won a single game the entire season. Physical, mental, emotional, whatever kind of game they threw at her, Cynthia was able to lose. And this game was, she actually got a couple of points, which was good, but I believe the game was, I'm trying to remember now. They were shown movie posters and then they, I want to watch a movie about blah. I want to watch a movie about blah. I believe that's the game that they did. Gosh. Anyway, so it ended up that Misha won the game. So they didn't have it. And I don't remember what they do in a normal Big Brother season. I don't remember if they do both the final HOH and a final veto meeting, or if they only do an HOH. But they only did an HOH. They did not do veto. Power of veto. And I guess they don't know. It wouldn't be possible to do power of veto because there are only three people left. So, yeah. So, I guess normal season, it's the same. I just couldn't remember. Anyway, so she won HOH. So, basically, she decides who is sitting next to her in the chair. And, or in the chairs, you know, battling it out for the win. And, you know, we all knew. Everyone knew because Todrick was her ride or die the whole time. They had a plan. Now, if you were a seasoned Big Brother player, you might not have taken Todrick because he played the game a lot better than Cynthia. Although, I will say this. Celebrity Big Brother, they play a lot differently because they don't know how to play. And it's all about being friends and everyone liking each other and, you know, being honest and integrity and living up to your brand and all these things because you're being seen on TV and you're a celebrity. And so they don't seem to play like normal Big Brother players. And most of them don't even know how to play. They don't know what to do. So being a good player is not necessarily an asset in Celebrity Big Brother, at least from a strategic standpoint. If you're a very strategic player and you lie, cheat, and steal and make deals and break deals and, you know, stuff like that, which is what I feel is generally done in a regular season of Big Brother, and that's rewarded. They begrudgingly will vote for you to win because you've done a really most seasons. I mean, Survivor's even more so. In Survivor, it doesn't really matter if they like you or not. Most times they're going to vote for whoever they felt played the best game. Big Brother is a little bit more emotional, but still, Celebrity is way off the scale. Like, if you piss people off, they're not going to vote for you just because they're pissed off. So I don't know. Maybe Cynthia would have been a bad choice to bring with her because nobody dislikes Cynthia. But I just feel like Cynthia lost every single game. And like, you couldn't even really speak to much social gameplay on her part other than just being, you know, in a deal in a final two with Carson. That was it. Even Carson won a couple of things, but Cynthia, nothing, as far as I can remember. Anyway, so Misha had to get up there and say, you know, what she wanted to do. And she took Todrick with her and evicted Cynthia. So then we got to see all the celebrities came back. Even Chris Kattan came back, even though he did not get to vote. And Julie asked them some questions and then revealed that Cynthia was the final one evicted. And everyone was like, oh, no, you know, everyone was, you know, disappointed. And then it came to the speeches, and Misha gave this speech where she was like, I love everyone. This was such a great opportunity. I didn't have a lot of time. I just tried to be myself and win as many games as possible. And I love Todrick. I love you all, you know, vote with your heart or something like that. Which I felt was actually for Celebrity Big Brother, I felt like it was a very good speech because it was a very kumbaya. I love everyone. I just tried to do my best and be myself and, you know, power through the competitions and whatever. She didn't really campaign against Todrick. She just kind of stayed really nice and sweet. And I really think the celebrities just, you know, love that. And so then Todrick gave his, and it was a total, like, normal season of Big Brother speech, where he's like, you know, listing the things he did correctly and listing, you know, the strategy and like all of this stuff, right? No one was impressed. Todd Bridges was rolling his eyes so many times while Todrick was speaking. So then they vote, and man, a lot of them, it was so obvious, first of all, who they were voting for based on their comment. Because, you know, they all, when they're pulling the key out of the bag, they all comment. And a few of the things that they said were so pointed towards Todrick. Because when they went home, apparently they saw behind the scenes, you know, they watched the episodes and saw what Todrick was doing and saw some of the live feeds and stuff like that and saw what Todrick was doing. And a lot of them were so pissed off with Todrick. So anyway, ended up that Misha won. She got 7 out of 8 votes. And the only one that voted for Todrick was Cynthia because she had just left the house. And so she hadn't been able to watch any of the episodes. And the internet has blown up with, hatred for Todrick. And I don't hate Todrick. I don't hate anyone. And I don't wish ill will on him. It's just a game. And maybe he's a bad person in real life. I don't know. But he played the game the way that you play the game. But Misha did a better job, because I would just say he did not read the room. He played as if he was in a normal season of Big Brother, and he didn't read the room that these celebrities do not play Big Brother and they don't understand. And so they're going to take everything personally and decide not to vote for you if they feel like you've treated them unfairly. And, you know, I feel like Misha tried her best to be very nice to everyone and just win everything. And the celebrities really, you know, really dug that and all voted for her except for Cynthia. So, but it was very personal because I feel like pretty much none of the celebrities are going to want to continue a relationship with Todrick outside the house. Maybe Carson, you know, and Misha. I mean, Misha, they were ride or die. So, of course, you know, they're going to stay. But a lot of the other ones are probably not going to stay in contact with Todrick, if I had to guess. Anyway, interesting season of Big Brother. No one played very well other than, you know, maybe Misha and Todrick, and they didn't seem like they did not know how to. You know, I want to say this. It's kind of sad to me that they pay the celebrities, because I feel like, well, sad is the wrong choice of words. But I feel like if you're a celebrity, you shouldn't need the money. And so the fact that the people they can get to go on Celebrity Big Brother need money, and they don't give it to charity like most game shows when they have celebrities on there. Huh. That's interesting. And also, does Big Brother have to give them the prize money in order to get celebrities, D-list celebrities, to actually compete? I don't know. I mean, Match Game has celebrities, but they don't give them anything. They probably pay them, but they don't give them a prize. So I'm not really sure. So we watched that last night, and that is about all we did. We worked out and watched some other TV, and then, yeah, we've just been kind of iced in. It's still icy here. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.